In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of the Great Philosopher Henri Corbin. Dear listeners, Henri Corbin was a French philosopher, theologian, Iranologist, and a professor of Islamic studies. He was born on April 14, 1903, in Paris, France. He was born Protestant, yet he was brought up as a Catholic Christian. In 1919, he entered the Sorbonne to study philosophy, and in 1925, he obtained his bachelor's. In 1926, he obtained the Certificate of Scholastic Philosophy. Over the course of these years, Henri Corbin was able to learn classic European languages as well as Persian and Arabic. Henri Corbin was especially interested in the works of the Persian philosopher Sohrawardi. Henri Corbin became familiar with this Muslim philosopher through the French Islamologist Massignon. Once in his class, Massignon gave Corbin a copy of Sohrawardi's principal work, Hikmatul Ishraq, so that he could study it. By studying this book, Henri Corbin became so enthusiastic about Islamic philosophy that it influenced his future thoughts. In 1939, he traveled to Istanbul to obtain microfilms of the manuscripts of Sohrawardi that were held in the libraries of Istanbul, and stayed there until 1945, after which he went to Tehran for the first time. In 1946, he published a book about the philosophy of Sohrawardi.
Sayyid Mahmoud Marashi Najafi talks about Henri Corbin visiting the late Ayatollah Marashi Najafi. Once in the month of Ramadan, Henri Corbin, the famous French philosopher, came to the city of Qom to visit my father, the late Grand Ayatollah Marashi Najafi. He had some questions regarding Sayyid Haydar Amuli, the famous Shia philosopher and mystic who influenced many scholars like Mullah Sadra. Henri Corbin came and started speaking with Ayatollah Marashi Najafi in the Arabic language. The Ayatollah invited him to sit on the chair, but Corbin knew that the Ayatollahs have the etiquette of sitting on the ground and answering the questions. So Corbin insisted on not sitting, but Ayatollah Marashi knew the Europeans are not accustomed to sit on the ground, so he asked Henri Corbin again to sit on the chair.
نشست و بعد چای آوردن برایش. گفت آقا ماه رمضان فلان.
Also, Ayatollah asked to bring tea for Corbin, and Ari Corbin also knew that it was the month of Ramadan, and drinking or eating in front of an Ayatollah might be very much rude. However, Grand Ayatollah Marashi Najafi said that fasting is not allowed for a passenger like you, so be comfortable and drink your tea, please. You have come a long way to visit me and you are tired. So have your tea and then I'm ready to answer your questions about Sayyid Haydar Amali and his famous book of exegesis. Henri Corbin was shocked by the respect that Ayatollah Marashi Najafi had for him and thanked him. آنکه بی باده کنه جان مرا مست کجاست آنکه بیرون کنه
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Henri Corbin had learned a lot about Shiism, mysticism, and in general, Islamic philosophy through his teacher, Massinian. Henri Corbin, a philosopher, Iranologist, and one who knew a lot about Shia philosophy, went to Tehran in 1945. The French Foreign Ministry made him in charge of the Iranology Department of the Institute of Iran in France. One thing led to another, and Corbin started spending some years of his life in Iran over the course of 20 years. This was due to his fascination of Shia philosophy. Henri Corbin engaged in dialogues with famous Iranian scholars and philosophers, most notably the great Shia philosopher, scholar, theologian, exegete of the Quran, mystic and Islamic jurist, the great Allama Tabatabai. The first time he met with Allama Tabatabai was in 1959, and the second time in the October of the same year in Tehran. In the sessions he held with him, Corbin benefited greatly from the vast knowledge of Allama Tabatabai.
And now, the Iranian philosopher, Dr. Ghulam Hossein Ebrahimi Dinani, talks about Henri Corbin and his visit to Allama Tabatabai.
در خیابان بهار اون جلسه تشکیل میشد و هانری کوربن بود و بسیاری از اساتید من در اون جلسات شرکت داشتم.
During summers, there was a meeting in Tehran, Bahar streets, with the presence of students of philosophy, including me, Henri Corbin, and Allama Tabatabai. Henri Corbin used to spend some months in Iran, mostly in the summers, and he found a chance of visiting Allama Tabatabai, the famous Shia scholar and philosopher in those sessions. I myself used to go to the city of Qom and take Allama Tabatabai to Tehran to join the meetings. It was summertime and the weather was so hot. Some of the sessions were rich in content in terms of philosophical topics, and some were spent in forms of question and answer. Now, the question in my mind was, why an old Ayatollah like Allama Tabatabai is at all interested in joining the meetings in Tehran and answering the questions of a Christian philosopher like Henri Corbin? Once, I posed this question to Allama Tabatabai and he answered,
گفت من به عنوان کسی که دست به قلم گرفتم و چیزی می نویسم.
I, as a scholar who write on various topics, including philosophy, have to be familiar with what happens in philosophical gatherings in Europe in order to be able to answer the doubts. And my only way now to such familiarity is this French philosopher Henri Corbin, because he knows what Western philosophers are thinking about and what are their philosophical questions regarding different topics in the world.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Henri Corbin participated in many sessions that were held with Allama Tabatabai and some of his students. One of the things he told Allama Tabatabai was that he held a conference in Geneva about the awaited Imam Mahdi of the 12 Shias, which he said was very well received. Corbin told Allama that the Shia faith is the only faith that has maintained a strong relationship between humanity and divine guidance and has established a close and strong connection between God and man. And through wilaya, it has ensured its persistence and continuity. Then Allama Tabatabai had said that the idea of the existence of God is an issue that is shared by all religions. However, as regards human way of life, the only religion that guarantees man's worldly and otherworldly prosperity is Shia Islam, which, meanwhile preserving belief in divinity, prophethood, the hereafter and resurrection, in order to maintain this truth, it has a special medium which undoubtedly is the issue of wilaya, to which Shia Islam has paid special attention. This great French philosopher, Henri Corbin, passed away in 1978 in Paris, France. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to today's program of The Teacher, which was about the great French philosopher Henri Corbin. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.